getting to the bottom of the food and cooking myths and offering up some real tips for this Thanksgiving is what we're all about here at KSRO. So joining us on the KSRO Live Line is USDA official Adam Gehring. Good morning, Adam.
Hello, and thank you for having me.
Oh, we're delighted to have you because we want to, I guess, jump off on how not to cook your meat. That might be the best way of beginning this conversation because there are certain health risks associated with cooking a big fowl.
Absolutely. So there are almost 46 million turkeys that will be cooked this year, and it's usually the largest meal that the home cook prepares, and there's a chance for foodborne illness to be introduced if we don't take certain steps to make sure we prevent that illness. And it's estimated that 48 million people in America get sick from foodborne illness each year. So we at the USDA have a couple of steps and myths that we like to debunk during these, the Thanksgiving time.
Bring them on. Give us your myths.
The first big one. So the 2016 FDA Food Safety Survey found that 68% of Americans actually wash their raw poultry. However, we here at the USDA actually do not recommend that. Basically, the idea is that when you wash your raw poultry, you're not going to remove all the bacteria on the outside of that poultry or turkey in this case. However, you're probably going to spread that to other areas of your kitchen, your kitchen towels, for example, and you might cross-contaminate other areas. And, for example, you might get it on your lettuce or something like that. You're not going to cook, and it might make you ill that way. So we never recommend washing your raw turkeys. The other thing, especially for defrosting turkeys, because they are such a large meat item and they do take very long to defrost, we actually don't recommend defrosting on the kitchen countertop at room temperature. Obviously, when you do that, the room temperature is going to be in the bacteria danger zone. So that's above 40 degrees all the way up to 140 degrees. So in that range, the bacteria is going to grow very rapidly on the outside of the surface.
Well, where are we supposed to defrost in the doghouse?
Great question. I'm sure your dog would love that Thanksgiving snack. Uh-huh. But actually, there's three places that we do recommend. The first and best place by far is the kitchen refrigerator. So it's at 40 degrees and below, and for your turkey, it will take quite a bit of time. So if you actually have, a 20 to 24-pound bird, it's going to take 5 to 6 full days to defrost. So if you haven't already, if you've got a very large bird and you haven't already put it in your refrigerator, you want to go ahead and do that. And if it's still not defrosted at Thanksgiving morning, there's two other quicker ways that you can defrost any meats and your turkey. So the first way is using cold water. So you want to wrap your turkey securely and then place it in the cold water. And you want to change that cold water every 30 minutes so that temperature of that water doesn't continue to rise to that bacteria danger zone. And the third way, if you have a large enough microwave, you can actually defrost it in the microwave as well. So those are the three methods that you want to use. So you're going to need to.
I just remember one year my mother decided she was going to try and cook a Thanksgiving turkey in the microwave, and it turned out black on one side and raw on the other. It was like epic family story.
Yeah, it's a unique experience for that one for sure, trying to use that. But if you do have, in that case, if you do have an instance where you have a Thanksgiving Day, I don't want to say horror story, but something that's bad occurring, you can actually call our USDA Meat and Poultry Hotline. So the hotline's open Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's also open Thanksgiving Day. So we actually get about 400 to 500 calls on Thanksgiving Day of all sorts of individuals that may have had one of those situations where they're like, uh-oh, we've got a completely black turkey.
Okay.
We don't know what happened here.
So I have to ask this question. We only have a few seconds left, but I have to ask. Who calls you more, men or women?
I think it's equal among the sexes.
Oh, okay. Nice handle there.
Yes. And that number is 1-888-674-6854.
All right, one more time.
1-888-674-6854 or 1-888-MP-HOTLINE.
Thanks, Adam. We appreciate your time.
No problem. Have a good one.
USDA official Adam Gehring.